Hello.
Hello. Welcome to
I have a strange chili podcast.
For dinner podcast.
I made like it's a taco soup.
Oh.
Which basically, I just put like a bunch of beans and fake meat all together with vegetable broth and then put taco seasoning in it. And I was like, it's taco soup.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
But I made a ton of it. So I've been eating it all week and then I have half of it frozen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's hearty. It's a lot of beans.
Yeah.
And right before the show, I was like, I'm going to eat this huge bowl of bean taco soup.
And then literally we're counting down. So we have about four beats before we go in. And Lindsay just goes, I had chili before I came on. I don't know. It was like, I can't even remember it. It was so funny. I ate a lot of chili. I ate a lot of beans.
Yeah. I had a lot of protein.
Yeah.
A lot of fiber before we decided to meet. So my stomach feels like it's going to explode, everybody.
Do you know what this means? There might be some inside burp and farty voices.
Gurgling.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can only hope.
We've already talked about it on the show. So if it's new to you, welcome. We also have gurgle noises.
Yeah.
I'm Rebecca.
Very unique to us. Oh yeah. I'm Lindsay.
Very unique. And this is the show where two sisters retell their strange and this beans.
Yes.
The beans, man. This is the show where two sisters retell your strange and paranormal experiences. And if you have any of those that you'd like to share with us, send it to us in an email at ihaveastrangestorypodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to give us a nice comment and like us and share us with your girlies. And it's spooky season. So if, this is the perfect time to be like, you guys, you got to listen to this. Thank you.
Yeah, we also have like fun Halloween episodes too, if you want to check any of those out.
Yeah.
We'll list them in the summary.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of different episodes. And today is actually, this episode is going to be released like around the time of Halloween.
Yeah, this is our Halloween-y.
The week of. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of special.
It's our special Halloween episode. And I feel like,
yeah.
Before I get too much into it, I feel like a lot of our Halloween specials go like revolve around movies. And I think mm-hmm. that it's really cool because Lindsay has this really awesome tradition where she watches spooky movies like all through the month of October and sometimes even in like beginning of September, because September is officially the beginning of spooky season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we always share or review Halloween movies.
Yeah.
Or movies to watch that are scary. I think my favorite, we did a drinking game with it one time.
Yeah.
Where you made me spit it out and like I choked. Because whatever I was drinking.
I think I said meow or something.
Yeah, you were supposed to count 1, 2, 3 as I drank. Uh-huh. But instead of using numbers, you said meow, meow, meow as I was drinking. I guess before we get started, though, can I share an announcement?
Yes, please.
So I think some folks may have seen that I posted about it, mm-hmm. but I went on a haunted tour of my hometown now of Philadelphia. Ooh. And like, you know, like Philly is like one of the oldest cities, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's super haunted. There's a lot of, like, really cool stories. And so I loved it because it was historical. But also, like, there were a few ghost stories that they told. But what I didn't like about the tour was that whenever the tour guide would go into telling the ghost story, people who signed up to go on the goddamn tour with me were like, "Ah, I don't think so."
Oh.
I was like, "There's no way that happened." And I was just like, "Y'all are such like aqua fiestas." Like, you know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
I
Jesus.
Do. Yeah.
And so like it was a little annoying 'cause the people I was on the tour with, and then also, I had my dog with me, and everyone was like, can I pet your dog? How old is he? Why is he with you? And I was like, one woman was like, he's 17. And I was like, uh-huh. And she was like, don't ever change his food. Always have his food. And she was giving me all this unsolicited like advice. And I was like, hey, my dog's 17. I was like, I don't think I need your advice, girl. Like, yeah,
I got this.
I'm pretty sure I'm doing it. Like,
yes, yes. If you want your pets to live long, just give them to Lindsay.
Because, oh my God,
they live forever.
They'll live forever.
Yeah.
But anyways, so the ghost stories were pretty cool. I think one of them I've referenced before, where there's this, I don't even know what building it was. I had no idea where I was the entire time.
Yeah.
I was lost the entire time. But one of the buildings has a statue of Ben Franklin on top of it. Mm-hmm. And he's wearing like a toga. And the legend or the myth or whatever behind it is that he gets off of that and walks around Philadelphia and goes into bars and has drinks with people.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And people see him walking around. I know. So we went there and saw that. And then I got distracted during the tour for other reasons. And so I didn't take a ton of pictures, but I did stop and take pictures at I think it's the second bank established in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like, so whenever I Googled it, it was a different building. So I don't know what the fuck actually the building was, but I still took a picture. I took three pictures by it. And so I took a picture of the front of it, the side of it, and then I took a picture of the cobblestone road that was going down beside it. And the side view I got of it is what I posted on TikTok and Instagram, where it's an orb. It's a blue orb.
Yeah.
And it's very evident. And like, I at first was like, okay, there has to be a light on the side of the building and the trees are over it. And so it's looking blue for that reason. So I went back to my first picture where you can see, and I was like, oh, there's not a light bulb right there. And I was like, okay. Like, I tried to explain it away. Like, clearly it's an orb, right?
Yes.
It's my favorite thing is I posted it. And a girl on TikTok immediately made a comment and said, this is very common to happen in photos. So it's actually just the lighting. And I was like, get fucked. Like, what are you doing? Like, first of all, like, this came up in your algorithm. So clearly you like to see these things. And then you go on there and like myth bust it and blow my fucking mind. Right? She blew my mind. I couldn't believe it. But I just said, thank you.
Yeah, like, right.
Wow. Thanks, girl.
Appreciate that.
Oh, my God.
Guess I'll because take it down.
Right? There's another picture that I haven't posted yet, but it's the picture of the cobblestone road that's next to the building. And I sent it to Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like little orb aliens coming out of the fucking road.
Yeah, they're really cool. That one's my favorite.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's
and,
real
like,
cute.
You look at it, and I mean, I flipped these pictures, and I was like, how in the world did I get this? And I did do the, for like, how in the world could the light have reflected to make it look like this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's just orbs. Like, I don't know what to tell anybody. It blows my mind. I've never captured anything like this before.
That is so cool. I am so right? happy. I feel like we have made it through you. Like, there has been...
Oh, we have official evidence.
It's
and then
official.
The girl who, her name, it said, I think her name was like, it's Brittany, bitch, or something.
Oh, no.
And
we would have liked her a lot.
Leave Brittany alone. Like, keep her name out of your mouth. She's going to show up and be like, actually, and I even researched what she said. She was like, typically yellow lights look blue. In pictures. And I even like Googled it and I was like, that's not true. I'm not finding that anywhere.
Mm.
I let her get to me, man.
Well, I think that, you know, like how people feel now, like you can relate to our listeners and the people who have experiences whenever people don't believe them and they just want to debunk them and like say that their story isn't valid.
What a weirdo. Get out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, for real.
Anyways, I think my favorite story, which nobody liked except me, like I had no friends on that tour, that we stopped outside a garden wall.
Mm-hmm.
And the tour guide said that there is a ghost cat that is in the garden, mm-hmm. and that you can hear it, and it runs around and it purrs and it'll like rub on you and then it disappears. And everyone was like, boo, that's dumb. And I was like, this is the best story. Like, how cute.
That's my favorite kind of ghost. Yes.
I know. God, the people on my tour were lame. I don't know why they paid for it.
Yeah. Why do you go to that thing if it's going to be so boring for you?
I don't know. But I kept the pictures to myself. I didn't send them to the tour guide because I was like, I don't want them to use them. I was like, these are my pictures, not theirs.
That's fair. Totally.
I think it's fair. Yeah. But anyways, that's my update. That's my announcement.
Did you get any like feelings or senses whenever you're around these stories and these haunted places?
The only time that I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here was whenever I kind of stayed back to take the last picture of that cobblestone road.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was a little ways ahead of me, but I didn't want anybody in the picture.
Yeah.
So I took it and then I was like, I gotta go. And like I turned and like I walked like swiftly to catch up with them. And uh-huh. like that's it. That's the only time that I think I felt something. It was whenever I took a picture basically of those little alien orbs coming out of the ground.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it. I was like, I don't know what that could be.
Yeah.
Unless it's like plasma starting to come out of the ground.
Oh, right.
Is what it reminded me of. Yeah. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. That's the only thing I could compare it to. But I'll post the pictures too for everyone to see. Hopefully Brittany graces us with her fucking genius hypothesis about what the fuck the picture could be.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Yeah. Well, you know it's
anyways,
true.
Anyways, happy
heart.
Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. Cheers to the Halloweenies out there.
Yay.
Yeah. I don't have any announcements this episode, so I'm just going to get into my story then. And so
okay, cool.
So like we're doing something different. This is our Halloween episode, and we're gonna talk about the intersection of Hollywood and the paranormal. And so we're going to be talking about the things that we see in Hollywood that they have gotten from like folklore and paranormal events, and how they, you know, that has become part of the entertainment that we watch, but we may not even know what we're watching can be something that is a truly paranormal experience. Like we think that some of these things are just, they are made up in people's heads, but they're probably drawing inspiration from something else. Right. So I did the movie called Wretched, and you can watch this movie on Netflix. And I don't want to like give away too much of the movie. So just in case if you want to watch it, but I'll just give like the basics that are not going to give away anything. Like you can read this, but this teen boy goes to live with his father for the summer, and he notices that the neighbors are acting strange, and he feels like there is something paranormal going on in this house. And so there's the main like paranormal event that's going on is that there is a witch, and we don't really know it's a witch until he decides to do some detecting. Like, he's got his binoculars out. He's watching the neighbors. Okay. Yeah. He's being real creepy. There's a girl, like, in his bedroom. Like, this cute girl that's like, hey, you want to hang out? And he's like, I'm watching the neighbors. And I'm like, this is a red flag. Number one, girl, he's not worth your time. But so one of the first time that we get introduced to the witch character is whenever, the neighbors, the wife and the mother and the child are in the woods and they are hiking, and, the little boy has to go to the bathroom or something, and, they get separated for a little bit. And so he's doing his thing, and like he can't find his mom, and this tree appears, and the tree starts like talking to him like it's his mom. And it's basically like, hey, come over here. Help me. I'm in this tree. Come and get me. And so we're already getting this luring entity. And it's not something that we don't uncommonly hear of happening like in the woods anyways. So things that mimic and lure people into the woods using a familiar voice. So that can be like a Wendigo, right? Is there something else? Is there another luring creature? Because I couldn't remember and I thought that you would know.
I mean, I think that poltergeists will do it. Mm-hmm. Hauntings will do it.
Yeah, anything that can be. And I kind of even wonder if a doppelganger will do it. Like this could
I was going to say a doppelganger too.
Yeah, like this could be just a doppelganger like mimicking the voice. And so these are paranormal things that have happened to people in real life with the luring sound. What I have found recently, and this is so interesting, is that in the Appalachian Mountains, there are reports of people hearing their names being called in the woods. And then mm-hmm. there's another entity that just says, hey, like to get your attention.
Hey. Is that how they do it?
Yes. Hey. It's very whiny.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so anyways, and another thing that it kind of made me think about is, you know, one of my favorite entities that we still haven't heard any, you know, personal experiences from is the Pukwudgie. And the Pukwudgie is known to mimic voices, and I don't know if they're necessarily mimicking voices or they're just mimicking like human speech. So they probably didn't draw a whole lot of inspiration from that little guy into this movie. But I think that other things that are luring specifically in the woods are something that people have really had experiences with. The other thing that is a common thread in this story is about missing children and the witches eating the children. And ooh. I know, right? And so I can't really say that this is probably pulled from, you know, like, what do they say? Fact is stranger than fiction. So like yes. Somebody's out there eating babies, I'm sure. We don't right? condone they have to that. Be. Right. We don't condone that on this show. But to say that like witches eat babies comes from like ancient folklore of whenever witches were known as spiritual and herbal practitioners. It was a threat to like organized religion. And so they were just labeled as the worst thing possible. And what's worse than eating babies? Like what they would do is in folklore, what witches would do is they would take babies, they would kill them, they would mash them up and then like anoint their their brooms so that they could fly.
Oh, shit. I thought you were going to say they put it on their skin to make them stay younger, but that's a queen that did that.
That was the Bathilda, or yeah, I can't remember, but yeah, she used blood is what the legend says about her.
So smashed up babies to make your broom fly?
Yeah, doesn't that make sense?
They're like, that's how they do it. They just grind up the babies and put them on the broom.
Exactly. Yeah, they're just like, let's just think of some terrible things. And of course, it was all associated with like the devil. That was the thing, is that witches were associated with the devil. And so I think that that might be kind of a stretch is to say that this is something that people, you know, have experience with. But I can't say it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And then also the tree that the child was lured to, that they heard the voices in, also reminds me of like folklore in the sense of like the Baba Yaga, whose house was a hut. Now I know this isn't a tree, but her house could move. So it took her to wherever she needed to go to get her to get her away safely. Have you heard of the Baba Yaga? I know I'm not saying that correctly.
That sounds like so convenient. That's what I've always wanted.
Oh my God, you're going to love this even more because her house was on chicken legs.
Oh my God.
I know.
It just gets up and it walks?
Yeah.
I love it. Like, I remember when I was younger, I wanted to live in a trailer so that we could park outside of the school.
Uh-huh.
And I could get ready and then just walk across the street. I thought it would be easier. So, like, this is amazing.
Oh, my God. Your house just walks away. It just gets up. It goes, bark, bark. Bye, bitch. Yeah. And then it just scratches a couple of times and leaves. I know.
It would be great.
It would be great. Yeah. So that kind of reminded me of the Baba Yaga, and I think that they took some of that folklore of her and put and was able to incorporate that into the story. But that might be kind of a stretch. That might just be me seeing things, but who knows? Okay. And then kind of the last thing that I'm going to bring up about this movie was the way that the witch was taken to the home. So on their way home, this kid and their mother, they hit a deer and they decide to take it home and clean it and eat it. And so the way that they clean the deer, and I guess the way that you do this, I don't know, I'm not a hunter, is that you like disembowel them first. And so It looks kind of like a ritualistic thing. You take the knife, You know, and you cut it open, and then all the guts spill out. I'm sorry, trigger warning, too late. But then that's even like a form of divination. So there's two things about this. The gut spilling on the floor is a form of divination. Like they used to use this in Greece or Rome. I can't remember which one it was. It's called haruspex, and it's the inspection of entrails in sacrificed animals. I just thought that was kind of interesting that I correlated this, and because it's very much, it seems like into witchcraft or divination, I thought that was an interesting thing that they put into the movie, and also the way that, you know, it looks like a ritual. It looks like something that they're doing for magical purposes. But what had happened was the witch became attached to the deer, or the witch was the deer. And the act of like opening the deer up released the witch and invited it into their home.
Oh my God.
So that reminds me of like a haunted object.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And any objects can be haunted. Anything can be.
Yeah, exactly. And this deer was killed, you know, like in violence, even though there was a witch attached to it. But like it was killed in a violent way by being hit by a car. And there wasn't, you know, any type of gratitude or appreciation. And maybe like that it would have been a totally different story if they had decided to go down that route, you know, like we could have done this in many different ways, but in this story, none of that was going on. Pretty normal for like an American Hollywood story to leave some of those things out too. But I think that that kind of represents something that is haunted that you bring into your house. And then after that, you know, the rest of the movie happened.
Was it a kiddie movie? Or, I mean, it doesn't sound like it was.
No, this was not for children.
Oh, wow. Because I usually hate movies that star children.
I know. And I'm going to just veer off the path a little bit. I really hate the way that they use older men to act as teenage boys. I see it so much. Like, they'll cast a 25-year-old to play a 17-year-old. Yeah. I just think it's really weird, especially whenever the co-character is a female and she's actually 17 and then they have to kiss. I just think that's so bizarre. Yeah, I know, right? Gross.
No, thank you. Yeah.
No, thanks. Yeah.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I liked the movie. It wasn't really scary to me. I'm probably not going to watch it again. But because I was trying to pay attention to these kind of things, I think that's what made it the most fun for me.
I feel like you like wrote a dissertation. Because maybe I didn't understand the assignment, because mine, I did not dive in as deep as you did, but like you really made a lot of parallels there between folklore and everything and what you were seeing in the movie. It's pretty cool.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I don't know. I'm not going to say anything else. I'm very like so detail oriented to a fault sometimes. So like, mm-hmm. I think that I probably said what I wanted to do and wasn't able to like convey it with the best wordage. So, but whatever, but thank you. It was fun to do.
Yeah, you did a really good job. Where can people see it?
They can see it on Netflix.
Okay.
It's called Wretched.
Wretched.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking kids and movies, man.
Yeah, I know, right?
So what's interesting is the movie that I thought about was Child's Play, which stars a child. Sometimes they do a really good job, but I also have this like moral and ethical dilemma where I really don't think it's cool that kids are in movies because they're children and, mm-hmm. you know, like all the shaping that it does of them and then all the theft of their money. Like, I don't know. I just feel bad about it.
Yeah.
But either way, so I chose Chucky or Child's Play because I had recently watched it and mm-hmm. I was like, holy shit, this is some crazy shit. In the 80s, it was just like you did what you wanted with these movies, honestly.
Yeah, yes.
So the beginning of the movie is basically this criminal that's being chased by cops and he gets shot and he's going to die in this like toy store. And before he dies, he's been practicing a different religion. And he transfers his soul to a doll, which was like a My Buddy doll, basically,
mm-hmm.
So that he can live. And then he lives in the doll, and the doll is purchased and given to a child. And then this doll, Chucky, does real devious things. You know, he like kills people and shit and like, and terrorizes people because he's a murderer.
Yeah.
But it's this like kid's best friend. And I know that whenever the movie was made, they were really upset because they made the doll look like a My Buddy doll, which if you're our age, like you'll know what that doll is. And if you're not our age, it's like just a bigger creepy doll that was like oversized that little boys were supposed to take everywhere.
Yeah.
Because it was the little buddy. And it's kind of what it's based on. But this movie was actually based on a doll that existed in the early 1900s.
Oh.
And there's actually a documentary about this doll that people can watch. And it's on, I think I watched it on YouTube, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Robert the Doll.
Oh.
And it's really good. It's really informative.
Mm-hmm.
But so Robert the Doll is allegedly the most haunted doll in the world. In 1905, it was a gift that was given to a little boy from his parents. And they lived in Key West, Florida. And the parents had gone over to Europe. They got the doll, I think, in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a doll. It was that brand. I think it's called Steiff.
Okay.
And I think they make teddy bears. But they had made this kind of oversized, life-size doll as a display to go with the teddy bears. So the parents brought it back to Key West, and essentially there was a psychic who went to the home that the doll had lived in. And the psychic says that she thinks that the home is actually a portal for a lot of spirits and that a lot of spirits live in that home. And they used this doll to go in and out of.
Oh my God.
And she thinks that there were several spirits that went in and out of this doll. And so it had different personalities and did different things. But essentially, when he got the doll for his birthday, he became obsessed with the doll. And the little boy's name was Robert. And then he started calling the doll Robert. That's what he named him. And when his parents were like, but your name is Robert. And he was like, no, it's not. The doll, I gave my name to him. And like he gifted his name to the doll and he started going by his middle name instead.
That's weird.
Yeah, right? So that's kind of like a red flag. Mm-hmm. So he started going by Eugene and he gave his name to the doll. And then little things started happening around the house, like broken dishes or, you know, whatever. And he, the little boy was like, Robert did it. And he kept blaming the doll. And the mother started to get really fed up. And she would do things like lock up the doll and separate them and not let them be together. And the little boy was just different. He was never himself. He was only interested in this doll. This is a true story.
Yeah.
And at one point, the mother claims that the doll pushed her into a closet and locked her in the closet overnight.
Oh.
And she was really scared of the doll.
Yeah.
So eventually, Robert grows up. He's still obsessed with the doll, essentially up until his teens, but it's time for him to go to college. So he actually locked the doll away, went to college, came back with a wife, and he was gifted the house when his parents died. So him and his wife moved in. Well, he finds the doll again, takes the doll out, and he's like, this is my best friend.
Oh, my God,
Yeah, the wife was kind of like, red flag, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And so he spends all of his time with the doll. He paints in a room with the doll all the time. And then children started reporting they would see the doll in the window and they would see the doll move on his own. And children were terrified of the doll. And the wife started hearing the doll moving on its own. They would be downstairs and she could hear the doll running above them. And she was terrified of the doll. And then the doll allegedly also locked her in a closet all night.
Oh, my God.
And so this is where the idea that it was different spirits that went in it. And mm-hmm. They thought that the doll that locked them up was a really aggressive man mm-hmm. that would do that to the women.
Yeah.
So eventually Eugene dies and the wife sells the house. And when she sells the house, she says, whoever buys this house, you have to take the doll too. I'm not taking the doll.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing is that at this point they start to think that that the doll is actually cursed. So she sells the house, leaves the doll, and then she passed away. She got cancer. Mm-hmm. So she died shortly after that. The next people to buy the house have a little girl and the doll starts to kind of make the little girl start acting differently as well. And she becomes obsessed with the doll. With Robert, and the parents get upset, take the doll away, and lock it up. And the next day, her father died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Yeah. Jeez. He died in his car. And so eventually that mother sells the house, and she finds the doll. And she's like, this is where you are. And apparently she became best friends with the doll.
Oh.
She moved out of the house. She got an apartment, but she loved the doll and treated it like her kid. And then finally, one night, he locked her in a room and wouldn't let her out. And so the next day, she took it to a museum that's in Florida. And she was like, take this doll. Like, I can't have it. And the museum is called the Marteo Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And one reason why she took it there is because the original owner, the little boy,
mm-hmm.
Eugene, he helped create that museum.
Oh, weird.
So some of his art was in there. And she was like, this doll just belongs here. She died 100 days after she donated the doll. And then the people who worked there said that he was just kind of in the basement for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But stuff started happening to the building when the doll was donated. The plumbing got really messed up. And so they had to call a plumber out. And while the plumber was working on some pipes, he turned and the doll was standing right there watching him.
Oh, my God.
And the plumber up and ran and, you know, never came back.
Mm-hmm.
So now this doll, you can go visit him. He is at this museum. He's in a glass case. But there's three rules you have to follow whenever you go visit him. You have to greet him. You have to ask him if you can take a picture, and you always have to say goodbye to him. And if you go in there and make fun of him, if you take pictures, it's alleged that you'll be cursed. So one thing that they have at the museum is a bunch of letters from people begging the doll to please lift the curse. And in this, in the documentary, they even talked to some of the people who believed they'd been cursed by the doll. And they all shared their stories about how their lives were kind of ruined after they took a picture with him and made fun of him.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So at first I was like, I want to go to that museum. By the end of the documentary, I was like, I wouldn't even step foot in that museum. Like, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
But it makes sense that this is what Chucky is based off of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very similar behavior. And I haven't watched all of the Child's Play or the Chucky's, so I don't know exactly what happens and how he gets... But I know he's still alive, right? Like, the doll never dies.
Yeah, he... So, I saw Bride of Chucky, and that one was good. Like, I love the actress that plays his girlfriend. And then there's also Son of Chucky. I haven't seen that one, though.
I think there's even more than that.
There probably is.
I think there's a ton, but yeah. So, that's what I based my Halloween-y story on, that it's... Oh gosh, we get to say that. Does wait? Now I don't know that I don't know how to say it. Does art copy?
Art imitates life.
Yeah.
Yeah, or life imitates art. I don't know.
Yes.
Which one is which? I think it's both.
Well, I think. Yeah, you say it both ways because you don't know which is which.
Yeah.
But in this case, Chucky was made after a real life doll.
That's crazy.
I know. And then they took it even further. The doll got married. The doll had a baby.
The doll had sex.
Oh, my God.
They procreated. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, but they alleged that this doll could move. And he would walk around and he would turn his head and look at people.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, I don't know if I would want to go to that museum or not. Like, it sounds interesting, but I also don't want to be cursed.
No, I'm not going to chance it. I wouldn't
go.
Because yeah. I have that strong belief, the more you know, the more they know you know.
Yeah.
So a part of me even thought, so the only pictures I took on that tour were the pictures I showed you.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, they know I know. as I was taking the picture, because I was like, I swear to God, I'm gonna see an orb. Like, I knew it, like, I had a gut feeling. But mm-hmm. What's funny is I didn't bother to look at the pictures until a week later.
Oh wow.
I didn't even look at them after I took them. I snapped them, put it in my pocket, and like walked off.
Yeah,
to be honest, I ran back to the group because I was scared.
Yeah. Wow.
The more you know, they know. And I don't want to go visit this doll.
No, but I think that what we should say just in case is like, thank you, Robert. Oh my
God. Thank you for your story.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert. Goodbye, Robert.
Thank you for your time. We mm-hmm. appreciate everything.
Thanks for the inspiration. You made a long line of really successful movies.
And we believe you, Robert.
Yes, we do.
And we hope that you are comfortable in your current dwelling.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I feel like I messed up telling this story. It hadn't even occurred to me. Oh man.
We did all the things though. We did all the things. We didn't take a picture and we're being grateful, so that's fine.
Yeah, and I actually had already decided that I'm not going to put a picture of him on any of our social media.
Okay.
Because it's not my business to do, and I don't want you to do it either.
Don't worry. I wasn't going to.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that was it, folks. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, and if you watch any of these movies or you have any recommendations, let us know.
Yeah, and you know what? Do you want me to list out a few of our Halloween episodes if people are interested?
Yes.
We have a lot. So season 1, episode 51, 54, 96, 97, 98, 99, and 100. And in between episode 99 and 100 is our one of our spooky bonuses episodes that's not numbered.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so check those out if you want more, fun Halloween movie ideas, mm-hmm. And some of the behind-the-scenes spooky stuff from Halloween movies. Spooky movies.
Spooky movies.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyhow.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's a wrap. Until next time, have a safe and fun, happy Halloween.
Ooh.
Bye.
Bye.